Hello, welcome to the fifth information video in this this series. My name is Joe Flanagan from Ingenious Probiotics. You probably know already, but we're the representation for probiotic group who make the Provolan range that includes Luca and the other brands that we do. So today we're focusing on ears, ear care. We're going to talk about the Luca Ear Care Probiotic Spray. Some of you will know this already, but I'm going to go over a little bit of oil ground. In this particular product, there is five different types of probiotic. Bacillus subtilis is the main one, but we have five in total, and then different sub-strains of those probiotics. The combination and permutation gives us an array of different products within the range. But today, like I say, we're just talking about ears. Now, you may know already, but I'm going to go over the old ground. When we apply the probiotics, when they leave the bottle, in here, they're in a spore form. So they're like grass seeds, and when you hold them in your hand, they're just going to stay asleep inside the bottle. When you take them out and give them oxygen and food, it's a bit like planting those grass seeds, and now they can germinate and start doing the probiotic thing. So when we apply this into the ear, what we're looking to do is redress a microbiome issue. An unbalanced microbiome is going to lead to all kinds of conditions, including ear infections, itch, just discomfort, and so on. So that's what we're looking to redress. So either you're a pet owner, or you're working in a holistically minded pet supply shop, or you're part of the medical staff at a veterinary practice, the same is going to apply. So when the dog presents with an ear issue, what do we do? What do we look for? In most cases, it's a bacterial issue. If it's just one ear that's the problem, then it's more definitely bacterial issue, okay? But there are other things that could be in there. So if it's something like yeast, again, it comes from a disruption of the microbiome, usually from diet or something like that. Can be external, but quite often diet. So in those cases, you're looking at our product as part of a general approach. What other things are you doing to help with the ear care? Now, in a lot of cases up to this point, somebody may have used an antibacterial or an antiseptic or an antibiotic in the ear. And what can happen then is that it's almost like an atomic bomb just wiping out the bacteria in the ear. Does it get rid of the infectious bacteria, the bacteria that's causing the problem? Yes. In most cases, right? Let's assume it does. Problem with that is that along with doing that, it also gets rid of all the good bacteria. And the majority of bacteria aren't bad. They're not problem causing. So we're getting rid of all the friendly ones as well as the unfriendly ones. So we have reports, and this happens with ears more than other parts of the body, but ears in particular, we have reports of infections reoccurring. So that the dog's presented with an infection, he's been administered antibiotics, and infection goes away. Some small time later, dog presents with an ear infection, is administered antibiotics, infection goes away, repeat. When the swabs are examined, it's usually a different bacteria each time that's causing the problem. So it's not that the original pathogen wasn't got rid of. What's actually happening is the microbiome of the ear is wiped out. There's no natural balance, there's no natural defense, and opportunistic pathogens can gain the upper hand, and all of a sudden they're in the ascendancy, and now we've got problems yet again. How do we know we create a healthy microbiome when we're using the Luca ear spray? Well, we're spraying it in there. That's what we're doing. So we basically have a healthy microbiome in a bottle. Bacillus subtilis and the other friendly bacteria, like all the other products, tested to make sure they're not mutative, not capable of resistance and so on. So instead of that antibacterial or antiseptic or antibiotic approach, that we just discussed, we put a microbiome in there and we start to shift the balance. So there's more and more of the good ones and they're just out-competing. So bioreplacement technology would be a good description. We're replacing the bad with good and we're just tipping that balance in the favor of the good bacteria. It's quite simple. In the process of doing this, the good bacteria are put in high quantity, high numbers, and they're consuming organic waste. And organic waste can both feed bad bacteria, so we're getting rid of the food for the bad bacteria, but also it can be part of the bioallergen situation. So not so much in the ears, but in other parts of the body, this can be dust, mite, poo, and so on, and we're getting rid of that, so reducing allergy issues. So by administering a probiotic, we're taking control of the microbiome rather than wiping it out and keeping our fingers crossed that a good one happens to re-emerge. We're actually putting a good one in there. And, you know, when you stop using the probiotics, the dog's own, and usually dogs, can be cats, but the animal's own microbiome will start to take over. We'd say start administering twice a day and then throttle back as you see fit. And usually have a little bit of a delay. So if you think today, hey, we're seeing some benefits, let's wait till tomorrow before we start throttling back. There's no overdose concern. It's not a pharmaceutical. We're not a medical device. It's natural. So we're not worried about giving too much. There is no too much as such. The only thing is we don't want the dog's or cat's ears to feel like they're full of water. We don't need that for the product to work. Okay, it's one of the benefits. And if you keep administering layer upon layer of probiotics at the same time, they're not getting in to where they need to be. You're just wasting them. Okay. So better to give them more often, just a couple of sprays more often. Start with twice a day, throttle back. You can spray it onto a cotton swab and then use it as a cleaning action. So you can use it then as an ear maintainer, an ear cleaner. Okay. Ad infinitum. So no worry about giving too much, and no worries about causing that disruption to the microbiome. Also, this is very important, we're not going to cause any resistant bacteria to emerge. So certain antibacterial products are known to cause resistance to develop in the pathogenic bacteria. So the pathogens become stronger and become resistant, and you can get cross-resistant. So a pathogen that's resistant to a cleaning product can use the same process to become resistant to a antibiotic when administered orally. And sometimes we really need antibiotics and we want to preserve their efficacy, make sure that they do work when we need them. So the probiotics are going to avoid creating antimicrobial resistance. They're going to reduce any chance of repeat ear infections because we're not wiping out the microbiome. Okay, so that's about it for the probiotic. Now, when people present with yeast, you'd like to think they're looking when they present their pets with yeast, you'd like to think they're looking at the diet as well, and particularly because the diet can cause that disruption in the microbiome that lets the natural yeast to come through. If they've got mites in the ear, that's something that needs to be taken care of. The probiotics will help with the mite poo, which is usually one of the sources of irritation, especially on the outer ear. So mite poo and the problematic bacteria that it would normally attract. Okay. But still the mite themselves would be something you'd need to take care of. In that case, if somebody does use something a bit strong, get the probiotics in straight afterwards. If they're using antibiotic drops, then we'd say, look, wait. If the vet has given a course of antibiotics, finish the course. If it's antibiotic drops into the ear, then the likelihood is they're going to kill the good bacteria in here as well as all the other bacteria in the ear. So in that case, you may be waiting until those drops are finished and then straight into the ear with the probiotics to stop that repeat pattern. Okay. Now, we've had some anecdotal evidence and people we've met have told us of how dogs that were scheduled for surgery went to a different vet for a second opinion, and by using this product then didn't need the surgery. So it can work to that extent. But ears, do keep an eye on your ear. Keep a close watch, because they're delicate things. for the veterinary staff, if you think that if there's an infection on the other side of the eardrum, then nothing topical is going to get there, right? So be aware of that. And I think that's it for today. That's Luca Ear Care Probiotic Spray. And we'll be along with the next information video quite soon. Okay. Oh, and by the way, we're casual because we're setting records today. It's 38 degrees down here in the southeast of England. So we're dressing appropriately. See you next time.